This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left on a three-nation visit to Cyprus, Canada, and Croatia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over two decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
In a statement issued before his departure, the Prime Minister stated that he will begin the tour with a two-day visit to the Republic of Cyprus on June 15 and 16 at the invitation of President Nikos Christodoulidis, calling Cyprus a close friend and a key partner in the Mediterranean region and the EU. He said the visit is an opportunity to deepen cooperation in trade, investment, security and technology and to promote people-to-people exchanges. The Prime Minister said he will then travel to Kananaskis, Canada to attend the G7 summit on the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. He noted that the summit will allow for meaningful discussions on global challenges and the concerns of the Global South. On 18th of June, the Prime Minister will visit Croatia for talks with President Zoran Milanovic and Prime Minister Andrej Plenković. He noted that this first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia will open new avenues for cooperation. He further added that the visit is also an opportunity to thank partner countries for the support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and to build global consensus on countering terrorism in all its forms. The much-awaited AXIOM-4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station ISS has been rescheduled for June 19, 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. The mission faced two main technical problems that required careful attention. During a follow-on coordination meeting between ISRO, AXIOM Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. In Uttarakhand, a helicopter going from Dehradun to Kedarnath crashed in Gaurikund this morning. There were six people on board. Uttarakhand ADG Law and Order Dr. V. Murugeshan earlier informed that the helicopter had gone missing between Trijugi Narayan and Gaurikund. Preliminary reports suggested a technical malfunction jammed the flight controls, forcing the pilot to attempt a crash landing. Heavy rains accompanied by strong winds lashed the national capital earlier this morning. The rains have significantly lowered the temperatures in Delhi, offering relief from the intense heat wave and improving air quality. According to IMD, squally winds reaching the speed of 80 to 100 km per hour swept through the national capital during the early hours. The intense wind and rain also disrupted early morning traffic, with waterlogging reported in several low-lying areas. IMD has also issued a red alert over Tamil Nadu, coastal Karnataka, South Interior Karnataka, Kerala, Konkan and Goa today due to extremely heavy rainfall. According to IMD, heavy rainfall is expected over Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. Israel and Iran have escalated their deadly exchange of missile strikes as Iranian projectiles targeted major Israeli cities, while Israeli forces simultaneously conducted new attacks on military installations in Tehran yesterday. The dramatic confrontation has plunged the Middle East into what officials describe as dangerous new territory. And India's Yahik Hilang won gold at the 15th South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championships 2025 at Thimphu in Bhutan yesterday. She secured first position in the women's model physique up to 155 centimeters event. Yahik hails from Arunachal Pradesh and she has become the first female physique sports athlete from the state to win a gold at an international event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.